even from the very beginning, you so get the perfect mood. It starts off with just a single note, and it's so pure. It's as if that note somehow was there forever, and that adagio tempo is part of what makes this piece so powerful. The events unfold so slowly. It's as if you're in a prehistoric kind of time. So you sit there with just this one note on the violin for an incredibly long time, and then that one pure note is drenched with the emotion of this incredibly rich chord in the strings, and then finally it has to move. It's dissonant. And it starts this lovely first phrase, which seems to take forever. There's never a note value in this piece that's actually slower than this. There is no fast in this universe. And when you come to the cadence, it's as if all repose has entered. But what makes it great is that beneath all this emotion, it is one of the most clearly calculated, strongly simple, and direct constructions of any piece. Watch this. That melody that sounds so emotional is actually completely mathematical. You have your opening note. Now, if I were to do it fast, what you have is a sequence like this. Three notes up. Three notes up again. Then you do it up a step. Then you do it again. And then just stop. The simplest pattern. And then... But now listen as everything overlaps and that simple pattern becomes so beautiful. Then it goes up a step. Then the harmony changes. Then we start the third one. And then we stop. That's the key phrase of all of it. Just one simple note, drenched in harmony, then this rise. Now, we go through a bunch of stuff and we come back to it again. I'll play faster so you get the shape. Same thing, up again. Now, it's supposed to go to rest, but instead it goes... An incredible first outburst of emotion, immediately imitated. The violas come in. And then a whole second wing of exact copy start. The structure of this piece is incredibly simple. The whole little thing that started like this... starts in the viola on a different note. But listen to how differently they sound. The first one was... Now in the viola in the middle, it sounds like this. The exact same melody, but we're gradually acquiring expression and emotion. The piece is getting higher and fuller. We take the opening. Again. Every instrument has to get it. Now it comes in the bottom in the cello. The third ring of the piece. Always the same. The whole pattern gets copied three times. Finally, the climax is reached by having the two versions overlap simultaneously. First version. Second version. Listen to them overlap. Here's the other one. They're overlapping. The second one continues, and we screech, and we arrive at the climax. Now, this is the opening note of the piece. Now reached in full force up here, and listen to this with all the strings sawing away, sustaining this incredible adagio tempo, the most naked expression of emotion possible, as they take that B flat, that top note, and hit it with three different chords. There's nowhere to come but to the opening. And we hear the whole opening again, the whole thing through. But then gradually, this is what's so superb, it gets shortened. Instead of that long melody, as we trace out our emotions get shortened to just four notes. The melody can't go on. We can't emote any longer. Then, finally, the last time, just those four notes slow down to twice as slow. You no more wandering. Then we sit and we just listen to that one note for a split second. And then that chord is taken as the only possible resolution. We would have never dreamed that that's where acceptance lies. The whole piece has been reduced to just those two chords. And finally, and we just have to accept that even though it's unresolved, that's where acceptance lies. And that's what's so powerful. There's an inevitability to the emotional cycle of the piece. The simplicity of the structure, you hear it once, it's copied again, it comes back, it reaches a climax, reduced to four notes. The simplicity of the logic is to make you feel the universality of the journey, from the simple note to the high emotional wailing to release and to final acceptance, but never in the place you thought it was going to lead you to. And not only that, because it's so slow, you actually don't know its meaning, like a life, until after it's over, because the groupings aren't even clear because it's moving so slow until the end. And nothing ever moves fast. It's all in one speed from beginning to end. And only after the piece echoes in your mind do you actually even realize what that structure was. The slowness is at the core of it, because acceptance is not a rapid process.